Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, Pat, we had the opportunity to watch what was supposedly called the Super Bowl.
Well, nothing super about that one.
I don't know what happened there. But something happened, and you're like, oh, okay, I thought this was supposed to be the big game. You know, I thought this was supposed to be the big one. But after we saw that game that night, you know, I was getting ready for bed, and man, God started to speak to me about the game. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing. Just God can just speak to you about anything, you know. But I was just thinking about this game because it was the Denver Broncos playing against the Seattle Seahawks. And this was a stunning, stinging defeat. I mean, the Seattle Seahawks won the game 43-8 was the final score. And I hadn't seen such a beating like that.
It's been a while. They've been really good the last several years, but this one was
It was just
horrific.
A blowout. Then you had the number one offense, which is Denver Broncos, going up against the number one defense, which many expected this to be, you know, probably one of the best Super Bowls, because very rare do you have, you know, the best defense and the best offense going against each other. Mm-hmm. And what was especially stinging about this defeat for the Denver Broncos is that they were actually favorites to win, especially when their quarterback, Peyton Manning, was having a record-breaking year. Now, I don't know if you knew this, and we're going to tie this into the kingdom. Let me tell you, this is really important. We just look at the backdrop. It just looks like a game, and it is a game, but it's amazing the parallels that we can see happening in the kingdom of God. But, you know, Peyton Manning, the night before, Pat, I don't know if you know this, he actually won the MVP, which is the most valuable player award.
Of the whole entire NFL.
Of the entire NFL, the quarterback. He won the MVP, most valuable player. And you think, wow, what was that MVP worth really in a team sport where the coveted prize is the Super Bowl championship? Mm-hmm. You know, after a while, when you recognize when a team wins a Super Bowl championship, it's about, you know, the big prize here is about the whole team winning, the whole team. And so here you have the best quarterback. He has the MVP. And what the Super Bowl does, a victory, it recognizes every single player. But not just every player, everyone in the entire organization. It's amazing that when a team wins a Super Bowl, the whole organization wins. Everybody from the team, the players, to the coaches, to the water boys, I mean, all the way to the people in the front office and the personnel, the trainers, and people selling tickets, the ushers, everybody gets to celebrate, and everyone is a champion because they're part of that organization, and it takes all of them to bring that victory to pass. And the things that I was starting to see is that, you know, it underscores the importance of not singling out the significance or the importance of just one player, no matter how important that, you know, their position on a team is.
Right.
Because you had the number one quarterback playing, you know, the most valuable player of all the players, you know, in the entire football league. And yet the MVP, the one single player, couldn't win the Super Bowl on his own.
Right.
And they making these contrasts between one player and another player. And what happens is that it requires a whole team to play. It's not about the one person. You either win as a team or you lose as a team, and every player must do their job and know their role in order for the whole team to advance and to win. I mean, Peyton Manning couldn't throw the ball to himself. He couldn't catch the ball to himself. He couldn't do everything. He's just one person. And what is it, 11 other players on the team?
Well, there's 11 for each side. Yeah. 11 offense, 11 defense. Yeah.
So if there's a position, I mean, that every player's position, they're not just taking space on a field, right?
They're all important.
They're all important. They're not just wearing a jersey because it just, you know, looks nice, right?
Right.
And, you know, it's interesting how this is not an individual sport. I mean, the MVP would have meant something.
He would not have been the MVP without the other 10 that were on the team.
That's right. You know, everybody plays a role. This is not tennis. This is not boxing, golf. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's a team sport. which underscores the importance of the team. And I just got to thinking, and I just felt like, just Lord, just show me some things in regards to the body of Christ in the church. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not about the one person. It's not about the one player. This is about the whole body, the whole church. It's about all of us playing our part and playing our role. And you think about it, this is how the kingdom of God advances. You know, the expectation is not on one person. It's not on the fivefold ministry that Ephesians talks about, pastors and prophets, evangelists and teachers. You know, that it's everybody. And you look back and you say, my goodness, you know, what can the church do together? Everybody plays a significant part, a significant role. And I just saw that, my goodness, you know, even one player, one MVP couldn't make it happen. And what would happen when the church comes together and everyone recognizes the importance of what they do on the field, what they do, what they bring to the table to the kingdom of God? That's why we need to disciple believers. We need to raise them up and train them up and help them to get in the game. We did a segment not too long ago called, Dear God, Send Us Players, Not Fans.
Yeah.
You know, are you a player or are you a fan? And there's so many people today that are willing to be fans while they're criticizing Peyton Manning, the MVP, but they're not suiting up. They're not playing in the game. And I'll tell you, what God's getting ready to do on the face of this earth is going to require every single believer to know that, hey, it's about them praying, not the pastor praying. It's about them abiding with Jesus, not just the pastor or the apostle or the evangelist or the teacher, you know, reading their word of God. It's going to require all of us, where two or three are gathered in his name, what God is there in the midst of us. And we need to stop leaning to these one individualized people or this one ministry, but understand that it's all of us, the body of Christ, coming together, not just as a team, Pat, but as a family.
Mm-hmm.
As a family that's willing to lay our lives down for each other so that Jesus can be glorified, so that his kingdom can advance, all of us carrying a piece of the ark that has been entrusted to us as God continues to move and advance his kingdom. I'll tell you, I mean, it's not about the one person or the superstar. It's about every single one of us.
That's right.
And it just, to me, underscores the importance of helping believers be discipled and raised up. You can't do everything, but you can do something. And maybe you're listening and you're saying, you know what? I've been a part of a fellowship. I've been part of a gathering, but can't say that I'm in the game. I mean, I can't say that I am doing my part. I don't even know if I have a role. Listen, you have a role to play. You have a role to play, but you got to put yourself in. You have to position yourself to be ready to play. When you look at these athletes and they get ready to play, you know, in any of these games, there's a much time in preparation, weeks, sometimes months of training and practicing so that they can just play 60 minutes on a field. And what they do in those 60 minutes determines the outcome of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe you're saying, I need to get myself prepared. I need to get myself ready. Be discipled. Abide. Apply yourself to times of prayer and to fasting and seeking the Lord, and God will reveal his plan for you. He will reveal what you're supposed to do. Get behind your local pastor. Get behind your apostle. Tell them you want to be used. What can I do? I'm sure there's a long list, and you can join the team and be a part of advancing God's kingdom. Listen, no MVPs here. It takes us all to advance his kingdom. Come on and be a part of the team.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say, you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, Thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.